Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Believe it or not, despite the fall-like weather, there was a concert over the weekend at your Morning Coffee Club. Billy Hope Terry. Terry, oh my God.
Oh my.
TJ, that came out of nowhere. Terry Clifford, if you're listening right now, you're in my head.
She's not listening right now. It's 6:10. Yeah. She's sleeping until 9 and then going to water aerobics.
I was going to say, what time is water aerobics?
Yeah, like 9:10.
Oh, she's definitely not up yet.
Yeah.
Nobody tell her I said that. So Hope was out at a concert this weekend.
Friday night, my dad and I hustled out to Beacon Skiff, which is like past Skinny Atlas, out there to see Parmalee and Billy Currington. So my dad loves Parmalee. He heard Parmalee. He said, great, sign me up. So Parmalee finishes. Billy Currington's coming on. And he's not like, doesn't know any of the songs. He was like, I swore I knew Billy Currington songs. And I was like, you didn't know Good Directions.
Right.
Pretty good at drinking beer. I was like, you.
These are all standard, Dad.
I was like, you should know some of these. I was like, well, is there one song that you like want to make sure that we stay for? I really want to hear the song about the pepper spray. And I said, the what? Doesn't he have a song about pepper spray? I'm sitting there. There's no service. I'm trying to Google like past set list. His like Billy Currington pepper spray song. What are we going through? He thought we were going to see Dierks Bentley, and he wanted to hear What Was I Thinking?
Okay.
It took me a moment to figure out what song he was talking about. I grabbed the lyrics. Her daddy came out waving the 12-gauge. We tore out the drive. He peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking?
And so he thought it was pepper spray.
Yep.
And, well, they both have curly hair. I'll give him that.
And like came like, up in the same era. Yeah, I can see like
Billy Currington, Dierks Bentley, they do have a similar look if you don't know better. But yeah, it's pretty funny. Not only did he have the lyrics wrong of the song.
The wrong guy.
Totally wrong artist.
Everybody calls the Tim McGraw song Barbecue Stain.
Yeah, always.
Something like that. Nobody knows it by something like that.
Barbecue t-shirt.
Barbecue stain in my white t-shirt. Can you play that one? How was the show? It rained while you were there.
Yes. So I looked at the weather before we left. Sunshine, 75. I said, perfect. We get out there. It's not supposed to rain. It starts raining. So I like had brought a blanket like just for my lap, like just in case it got a little chilly, not for it to rain. So I'm like bundled up with it like past my shoulders, like I'm in a Snuggie, my arms tight. And I was like, can you just please like look at your phone and see how long it's supposed to rain for so that I can like mentally prepare? He was like, how do I do that? I was like, just open your weather app. What do you mean? He's Googling weather app. I was like, it's on your home screen. Aww. I was like, I had to direct him, but he had no idea.
Poor
that Jerry. It would tell you how long it was going to rain for on his phone.
It's your B Morning Coffee Club. TJ, Hope, Billy. I didn't there say Terry go. This time around.
So bizarre.
I don't.
We never did the morning show with her. So
I know.
Like. That's crazy. It's that just chair. Shot out of your mouth.
I'm telling early this morning, I introduced the staff and Terry was still on staff. And it's that chair. I'm telling you, it's that mm-hmm. chair.
I mean, I can talk louder if you want me to.
We all do a Terry impression. TJ, you had a weekend just kind of hanging out at the house because it was raining.
Yeah.
But Hope went to a concert Friday.
Yeah, me and my dad headed out to Beacon Skiff past Skinny Atlas. It was a little bit of a hike. Went to see Billy Currington. My dad was shocked when he found out that Billy Currington is not Dierks Bentley. Which is who, after some investigative work, we found out is who he thought we were going to see.
Oh, Jerry.
Jerry.
He's so funny.
So it made me wonder, have you ever agreed to go somewhere and like it really was not what you thought you were going to?
numerous times with my wife, Jeannie. She was a sucker for multi-level marketing. We're going to make so much money doing this. It'll be easy. It's only 10 hours a week. And a lot of times she would just be like, hey, so-and-so from work is having a party this weekend. Do you want to go? I'd be like, yeah, let's go. And one time I walked in and it turned out to be Pampered Chef thing. Yep. And the other one was Amway, which that's still around, right?
I had never heard of this.
So Amway was kind of like the original Amazon, except you sold it. So you just had a catalog of stuff. Everything you would need for your house, they would sell. But you would buy it for me and I would get a cut of it. So okay. I was kind of the middleman.
So it's like eBay. So like I now own it and now I'm going to resell it.
This was before the internet.
So they would resell what you bought?
It was almost like drop shipping, I would guess, where I would have the contact and you would say, okay, this week, here's my order. You know, I need dishwashing detergent. I need laundry detergent. I need my paper towel and blah, blah, blah. And you'd buy it for me. And then I would get a cut of it and it would just get mailed to your house.
OG affiliate marketing.
That's
like
what
every
it
other
was.
Direct sales. It's just like homewares instead of like jewelry.
We went to all those parties. And I'm just a sucker for, hey, let's go hang out this weekend. Okay, let's go. And you get there and then you get the hard sell.
And when you're young, I think I tried to have a side gig. I tried to sell home interiors. Remember the home?
Like interiors. Closets and stuff?
No, and home interior was a brand.
Oh, gotcha.
So I would go to someone's home and then they would invite all their friends and then I would show them all the
candles.
Home
you must have sold candles
and
at some
candles
point.
Yeah. And new pictures that we had. And so go ahead and fill out a form and then nobody would buy anything. And then it was a big fat waste of my time. And then I sold for like a week.
A week.
I don't know. That was awful. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. It was crazy because I would have to buy all these things to show people.
Yes. And that's where they probably made a ton
of
money. I
never got it back. Then I had to buy the brochures that I had to leave sitting around hoping somebody would stumble on it and order it. So I was like, it just wasn't for me. It was not for me.
I sold Premier Designs for 4 years. Premier Designs Jewelry, if you ever heard of it.
Never heard of that.
Is that like a paparazzi jewelry?
You
buy it cheap and resell it?
Higher class.
Oh, I see.
Paparazzi. Oh. Yeah. A little bit more expensive.
Ah, okay.
I've never had any of those. I'm trying to think. We
you
had to sell stuff for school.
You didn't go to a jewelry party?
No. Well,
shocking.
Hold on. Did I? No, I never got dragged to one of those. Candles? Mm-hmm. Pampered Chef?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Couple times. But at least you got to eat while you were at the Pampered Chef parties.
There you go. And there's why he went.
It was almost
there
worth it. I'm not sure which music to play. Should it be this one? Or should it be this one?
This one.
This one?
You think that they weren't playing this during the reception?
There had to have been this song playing during the reception.
This song. Mr. Brightside?
They both, I'm sure, probably yes. played. I'm absolutely sure. Yeah. Well, Deion Dawkins told us it would be May 31st, and so it was. Our quarterback got married and Saturday. And so
I love how he walked it back last week. He's like, oh, I don't know anything about that.
No, you already told the NFL Network. Like, you told everybody. He was there.
What do we know about the wedding? I mean, it was
at a private... I can't find any, like what the name of it was. I guess it doesn't matter because it's nowhere local.
It was fancy. It was in California. Yeah.
And it was a private club. They did that hoping that it would be more secure, but clearly people got drones and long lenses in there.
Right, right.
There was some groomsmen that stood on Josh's side. Those groomsmen were Dawson Knox, Spencer Brown, Mitch Trubisky, all part of Alan's supporting cast, of course, at that wedding. And I don't know. You're trying to figure out who's there, and I don't know how they got these pictures that we keep seeing online.
Well, some of them were people exclusives. Yeah. A handful of them were people exclusive, but some of them that I saw were clearly drones, you know, probably right. from a block away with right. a zoom lens on it of some kind.
So he was at practice this past week, last week
yeah.
in Buffalo. So then he flew out, got married, and everyone's like, I wonder if he's going to be present for phase three of practice this week. He's going to go
probably.
On his honeymoon, right?
You think?
I don't know. That's going to be the test because he's pretty committed.
He's the leader.
He's the leader. Is he going to take a honeymoon now?
Do they have another break? So when is training camp? August?
Yeah, they do have another break, but there are these weekly phase practice until
right.
camp. I don't know. Isn't like the whole summer a vacation for them? Haven't they been to France and all over Europe? I don't know. I will be curious to see if he's at practice.
Well, the practice last week was voluntary, wasn't it?
It's all, yeah, they're
so
voluntary.
So they don't have to be
they
there.
They don't have to be there, but it's...
As the leader, you would think he would be there
right.
and just work his private
yes.
time around that. See, right. I'm curious, how big was the wedding? As somebody who just put on a wedding...
Yeah, a very small wedding.
A very small
it was still
wedding,
just as...
It's still a ton of work.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious how many people were there.
It was big enough that Larry David, of all people, was there.
That is so random.
Are you sure it was him?
I looked up.
Are you sure it wasn't Bernie
pictures.
Sanders?
Are you sure it wasn't someone that just looked like him?
I've seen Curb Your Enthusiasm.
What do you do when you're working at a concert and the sound goes out and the video everything goes out? We're going to talk about that inside Country Music News because it happened to a superstar over the weekend. But first, Post Malone and Jelly Roll are on their big stadium tour. And over the weekend, they were in Toronto. Now, she's okay, but a fan suffered burns on her scalp from fireworks. And it looked like they were supposed to be going up. But one of them went right to her. And she was actually rolling video with her back to Jelly Roll singing and captured it when it happened. So it was one little firework thing went ping and hit her in the back of the head. She's got a little burn mark on her, but she was laughing about this. This is the only reason I'm talking about it the way I am. Jelly was actually singing the lyrics, I'm so damaged beyond repair. And then ping, she got hit in the head. Now, here's the saving grace of this. If she were turned around and looking at it, that would have hit her square in the face.
Right. Ugh.
So... All these people are like, you shouldn't be using your phone. It literally just saved her face.
Okay.
So now people are saying, well, Jelly, what are you going to do for her? I'm sure there's insurance that's going to cover her.
Well, yeah.
The venue, somebody's going to cover that
and
bill.
He's Jelly Roll. He's got the heart of gold.
I guarantee she's going to end up on stage with Jelly Roll or something. They're like, this girl, she's one of the strongest individuals I know. And he's going to start doing his preaching thing. The Sphere in Las Vegas, it cost $2.3 billion to make. TJ, you were there.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty amazing, right?
It was phenomenal.
So you would think they would be immune from tech issues, especially with it being so new. During the Kenny Chesney concert over the weekend, all of the sound and visuals went out.
It's all tech.
It's, yes.
The whole place is like an enormous screen. So if that goes out, I have no... Oh, my God.
So the lights were on. They turned the lights on in the venue.
Okay.
And the video screen was still working, like with the camera on Kenny, but that was it. There was no sound. There was nothing. So Kenny's up there like talking into the microphone. Nobody can hear him. So I'm wondering, like, his in-ear monitors probably still worked and people were probably talking to him in his ears. So at one point he starts like conducting the crowd like, hey, guys. And he starts mouthing some words and the crowd caught on to what he was doing. And they started doing like a little karaoke sing-along thing. They're singing Living in Fast Forward. Fast Forward.
Okay.
That was all from Kenny just standing on stage, mouthing the words to the people in front of him. And they They made it through and, you know, everything got fixed and he carried on. So the rest of the show continued. The other story I wanted to share with you, Gretchen Wilson is trying to reclaim the word redneck.
Okay.
So I, when I
for
hear the,
me?
When I hear the word redneck, I think of it in a fun mm-hmm. kind of like, okay, you're not a stuffy white collar person. You're kind of redneck. You're blue collar, like to have a good time on the weekend, middle of light, you know, like all that stuff. She says a lot of people nowadays think it's racist. They tie racist to it. So being the redneck woman, she says she's trying to claim that again. And she wants people to know where it came from. She said the word actually started from people working on the farm. You'd be out in the field all day. You come back in, your neck is sunburned.
Yeah.
Because you're out on the plow.
So you got a red neck and then a white body.
Yes. So she's just trying to reclaim the word redneck from the negative stereotypes.
Oh, well, I hope it's successful.
Doing the Lord's work.
That. Yeah, there you go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.